I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The European Union has offered to rescue Greece, if necessary. Today, Greece's premier criticized that offer as timid. Greece's huge debt is hurting Europe's shared currency, the euro. Some other troubled economies, like Portugal, want to show they're not the next Greece. The World's Jerry Haddon reports from Lisbon.
Portuguese investment banker Carlos Andrade has spent the past several days on the phone with worried foreign investors. He's been trying to assure them of one thing. Portugal is not Greece.
Fundamentals are different in terms of economic performance, in terms of the way the economy will be able to grow.
Andrade points out that Portugal's debt stands at about 80% of GDP. Greece's is over 120%. What Andrade hopes to head off is a further erosion of confidence in his country. Last week, Portuguese stocks tumbled as fears mounted that Portugal, like Greece, might buckle. This week, Portugal's finance minister, Fernando Teixeira dos Santos, admitted Portugal is facing an unprecedented crisis, but he said the country can get its own books in order, dismissing concerns it too might need a bailout.
Such a kind of a bailout would look like some kind of an anesthesia that will not correct what we should correct. We must be able to correct by ourselves this situation. We did it in the past, and I believe we will be able to do it again.
To that end, Portugal is set to unveil an austerity plan to reduce public spending. At the heart of it is a salary freeze for public employees. That includes healthcare workers. Here at a Lisbon hospital, nurses are furious. The government just tried to lower their pay by 5%. Nurse Daniel Severino says he can barely get by now on his $1,300 a month wage.
I don't believe I could live well. I would survive, of course. I wouldn't be in a very problematic situation, but I'm married. I have some expenses with my house, and we are very short of money.
Severino and some 20,000 other nurses went on strike last month. They had the backing of Portugal's largest labor union, the CGTP. Manuel Carvalho da Silva is the CGTP president. He says if workers don't resist these austerity policies, it will be dangerous. The government can't keep demanding that the workers make sacrifices. But as with all members of the Eurozone, Portugal doesn't have many options. It can't devaluate the currency or tinker with interest rates. Such monetary policy is controlled by Brussels. It can try to stimulate growth, but that takes time, and it must reduce the deficit now. The government has already pledged not to raise taxes on individuals or businesses. Along Lisbon's waterfront, Hermin da Freira, a shipping company executive, says the country needs tax relief. De Freira says the recent worry about Portugal has more to do with market speculation than catastrophic conditions. Banker Carlos Andrade agrees. He says investors should be gaining confidence in Europe generally after the EU's announcement yesterday that it would come to Greece's aid if necessary.
If you look at an economy with very high external deficit, very high public deficits, you may think that this economy is close to collapsing. But if you are part of a larger monetary union, you have to look at things differently. For me, it doesn't make sense to conceive the idea that the other member countries would be leaving behind one economy.
In other words, if Greece won't fall, neither will Portugal. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Lisbon.